I think that's right. Speaking of players coming and going, the NBA and US sports, they come and go willy-nilly. They're one team one day, the next team the next day, and next week they're having another crack at it. And Ryan Brokoff is an Aussie basketball gun, applying his trade, living the dream over there in the NBA. Spent a couple of years at the Dallas Mavericks, and of course this season being quite a tumultuous one, has now found his way to the Philadelphia 76ers, which is an excellent result because we love when the Aussies hang out together, gets to hang out with Ben Simmons and co there at the Sixers. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. Ryan, g'day.
G'day. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you on the program. Now, we're always interested in this sort of stuff, the way the machinations of all this happening, the player movement, particularly in US sport, where it seems to be quite frenetic at times, certainly through a free agency period like the NBA have. How much say have you had in where you have landed now at Philadelphia?
I make the final decision. But yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces that kind of have to come together at the right time. Obviously the bigger name stars very much can sort of dictate where they want to go and things like that. But for myself personally, it's finding teams that have interest and want to bring me in. And, I joined Philadelphia before the sort of the bubble in July. So it's good to be back and this time hopefully stay here a little bit longer and get a chance to get on the court.
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to bring up. The fact that you've been there for a little while now without actually really being involved and how that feels to finally walk in.
Look, it feels good. Today was sort of my first session on the court. It was still an individual session or a small group, just with the new COVID rules, but it's just good to get back on the court and get back to work. And it's been months since that's happened, so it's definitely a good feeling.
What's it going to look like this year, Ryan? Or do you still not know? Because obviously the NBA was played in that bubble format down in Florida. Might it be the same again this time around, or might it go back to a more traditional way?
Right now, it's going back to more of a traditional season. So they've shortened the season down to 72 games from 82. And I think they're going to try and play it more like a baseball schedule over here, where you go to a city and you play multiple games before flying out. So it sort of limits how much travel we do have to do. They can kind of control it a little bit more if we're in one city for more than a night. So, look, I'm sure they're still working out a lot of details and how it's all going to work. But, I mean, the season starts in a few weeks, so everything's being done pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's going to come back pretty quickly. The Philadelphia 76ers, Australians have got a really big connection with the team for obvious reasons. It must be exciting to go to a team that does have that connection with so many Australian fans.
Yeah, it really does. I saw Ben, had a chat to Ben at the facility today. The first time sort of we've been able to cross paths. Only got sort of back into the town Friday, I think it was. And, I had to pass 3 COVID tests before I was laid in the facility. And there's just, a lot more regulations I had to pass. But, walking in and seeing the familiar faces, it makes things a lot easier and the transition a lot easier.
And you're a bit of a, you've proven yourself to be a bit of a swingman on the court. You can play multiple positions on the floor. What do they want from you in Philadelphia? What's going to be your role?
I think it would be, sort of what it was in Dallas, someone to spread the floor out for guys like Ben and Joel Embiid that take a lot of attention and draw a lot of attention and just being sort of an outlet for them to be able to spread the floor and shoot threes and run back and play some defense and, just whatever it is that the coach needs me to do to help the team be successful is sort of what I'm trying to accomplish.
And are you still improving? You're coming up, I think you just might have gone 30 about a month ago or 2 months ago. Are you still improving? 30's good, mate. 30's the new 20.
There's always things you can improve and always areas of your body and your game that you can improve. So, having such a long period off, I've been able to to make sure to get my body, you know, in the best shape it can be, and work on some certain things. On the court, it's been a little bit challenging because I just haven't had the access to facilities like you would in the past, just with a lot of shutdowns and closures. But, you know, when I did find time and find facilities, being able to work on certain things and sort of round out my game continually and also keeping, you know, my greatest asset sharp.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough too. And from a selfish perspective, back here in Australia, we're sort of looking at what the Olympics might look like too for our basketball team. There's been a lot of hype about the possibilities and the prospect of achieving a really, really outstanding result, getting a medal in Japan next year, in Tokyo next year. Do you have an eye on that? Of course, new coach Brian Gorgian's come in. Do you have an eye on that whilst you're trying to get ready for the NBA season?
Yeah, that's always something that's in my mind. Obviously, disappointed it didn't happen, you know, this past year, because, you know, I thought we were building up to it pretty well, but, you know, there was just some things that are completely out of control. But definitely something I'm looking forward to and something I'm planning towards for, you know, the June, July, August sort of period once the NBA finishes and things like that. But it's definitely something that on the radar, and I spoke to Coach Gorgian the other day, so just sort of touching base, and I haven't had really any contact with him in the past, so, you know, just to open the communication lines and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Ryan, you spoke before about the COVID test you needed to complete just to get pretty much onto the training floor. What's it like living in Philadelphia as an NBA player? What can you do and what can't you do just in general life at the moment? Because, I mean, I must confess I'm a bit sort of obsessed by how it's all playing out in America. Take us into that life for a moment.
Yeah, Philadelphia is a little more restricted than... I was in Dallas for quite a bit of the pandemic. We just had a house from our time when I was with the Mavericks, so it was just easier to stay there. So Dallas is a little bit more open, a little bit more free. You could, you know, go to restaurants. It was basically just had to wear a mask when you're out in public. But once you sit down at a table, take it off, and it's sort of kind of back to normal. Whereas Philadelphia is a little bit more restrictive. Some places are still not allowing dine-in customers. So it's a lot of sort of, you know, order and pick up or delivery. And we're in an apartment in the city, so we haven't sort of gotten out too much. We kind of walked to some parks and things like that for our son to just kind of get out and get some energy out. But a lot of it is still kind of in some sort of lockdown.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating for everybody, for obvious reasons. And Andrew Bogut, we've been talking about him a bit on the program this morning. We're going to catch up with him tomorrow. What sort of impact has he had on you personally, and probably more a sort of a wider ranging sort of conversation around the impact he's had on guys like you that have sort of made the trip over and made a name for yourselves as overseas international basketball stars?
Yeah, he's been a real an amazing, you know, exponent of basketball from Australia and what Australian basketballers can do, and sort of his path through the college system and getting drafted number one overall. And, you know, it was also around the time that, you know, social media and things are starting to take off. So there's a lot more exposure to the kids. And you know, I was one of those who were, you know, a few years behind him, but could kind of look up to him and sort of see the path that he took and thought to myself, you know, that's something that you know, we can do. You know, it's not such a daunting challenge anymore. You know, there's been the Australian who's gone and done it. So he definitely helped open that up. And just from a personal standpoint, I mean, I'm from Frankston and he's from down that way. And he had a basketball court facility around that area. And, you know, when I was young, you know, I would go in there and he would allow me, you know, to work out and get shots up and, you know, use his all his facilities just like they're my own. And, you know, that means a lot because that's his personal stuff. And, you know, he definitely sort of took me under his wing, I should say, to some point with the national team and being a leader with that. And it's really hard to imagine, you know, the national team without him anymore.
Yeah, well, it's going to be the reality for the Boomers going forward, but we'll catch up with him and talk to him about that. And hopefully be able to catch up with you through the NBA season as well, Ryan, and watch you very, very closely now that you're at the 76ers. You've got a lot more eyeballs, I reckon, from Australian basketball fans watching you week in, week out. Good luck.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Not a problem anytime. Ryan Brockhoff, Australian NBA star with the Philadelphia 76ers. Certainly be a big part of the Boomers campaign, you think, for Tokyo.
Definitely. And again, just having those multiple players at one team, as I was alluding to before, you do connect with that team.
My word. My word. He's going to have a lot more fans.
Yeah, he will.
On the back of this, which is great for Australian basketball. We'll get to a break. Scotty Jamieson to join us after this. He's got plenty of fans.